I'm not used to seeing this many people out there. And if I ordinarily preach, say, 10 minutes to 8 or 10 people, oh, you're here for a long time. No, you are not. There is something to be said for long sermons, and that something is that they're awful. So I'm not going to do that, at least I certainly don't think so. And instead, I'd like us to think a little bit about what it means to be at a service of dissolution. I've done these before. They're not my favorites, but I'm glad to be here in the same way that I'm grateful when I have the opportunity to speak at a funeral for very similar reasons. And for those of you who have been at any funeral that I have had anything to do with, you've heard me say things like, in the next few days and weeks and months and maybe even years, you're going to feel things that you don't want to feel. And that's okay to not want to feel them, but you should anyway. When you think of this space that you have had various experiences in, whether you were here packing the place out on Christmas for the kids to do their thing, which has always been delightful, whether you've been here for fall suppers and all of the things that have happened here, and you think about those and you go, well, those aren't going to happen anymore. That just might make you sad. And if it does, please feel sad. And then you're going to think of the things that happened here, the babies that went off in the middle of a baptism. You're going to think of the things that fell over when they weren't supposed to. And you're going to laugh. And you should. And maybe some days you'll do both at the same time. And just like when we remember people that we've lost, that's okay too. As I was thinking of texts for this message, I picked Joel because I especially like it, and John because I especially like it. And that's not just the similarities of the first letter or anything, but that notion of God repaying in the Old Testament. And then in John, we see the reality of Jesus coming here to be just like us, to deal with the same kinds of things that we do. As I've said often, Jesus didn't have to deal with traffic the way we do, but I'm sure he was behind people who were walking too slow. People who didn't let anybody know that they were about to duck off to the left, and so there was a collision. Jesus went through all of those things and knew those things. And so we have that high priest that takes us to the book of Hebrews. And the sermon title is Welcome to the Cloud. And there's lots of reasons for that. There's lots of fun we could have with that, with this high tech, your stuff is in the cloud. All the sermons I've preached and recorded are in the cloud. If I did the math right, the 2,704 hymns that I've selected for Knox Briarcrest over the past few years, they're in the cloud. There's loads and loads of good things in the cloud. Family pictures and all of those things. But the cloud I'm talking about is the one that the author of Hebrews talks about. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Who are these witnesses? Well, on your way out, you'll see a quilt at the back with a bunch of names on it. Some you'll recognize, some you won't. Those are some of the witnesses in that cloud. But you know, there's something about the cloud that we sometimes forget. You don't have to die to be in it. What are witnesses? Witnesses are those who are active participants in what's going on. When we do weddings, we have witnesses because we need them. Like people say, what do you need at a wedding? Well, you need three things if I'm doing it. One, you have to say out loud that you want to get married. Two, you have to make vows in front of witnesses. And then you have to sign a legal piece of paper, but that's not as much fun. Witnesses matter. Witnesses take us back to ourselves. Witnesses aren't just those people that show up in court when we've done something wrong. Witnesses are your parents, your friends, your family, your Sunday school teachers, those people who ran you through VBS, those people who taught you what it means to be a decent human being, simply because they radiated it. And I look out and I see many people that I know are exactly like that. And the cloud of witnesses is bigger than all of those people you can think of, because that cloud of witnesses does include all the people who have gone before, those people who have died. Some of your witnesses are some of the best people I know. They're my parents, my grandparents. We are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses. But you know what it doesn't say? It says, therefore, it does not say, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses every time we come into the building of the church, we'll be okay. No. The witnesses are here. That great cloud is here now. But when we go from this place, it'll be with us just the same. And welcome into that cloud. I don't know what I would do if it wasn't for those who have gone ahead. I don't know what any of us would do, really. I can't imagine the thought of me having to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We depend on the people who have gone before, that heritage that is part of who we are as believing people, as decent human beings, as Canadians, as wherever we're from. All of those things come from other people. And this cloud of witnesses that we are talking about is there encouraging us to keep going, to keep running that race, telling us to throw off that stuff we don't need, that gets in the way, that hinders, and run with perseverance the race that was marked out for us. We don't always like the race course. And for those of you who are dearly connected to Knox Presbyterian, our race course just got to Heartbreak Hill. Heartbreak Hill is in the Boston Marathon. And it's called that because lots of people thought they were going to do better than they did when they hit that hill. But they still finished. And so can we. We can fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross and scorned its shame. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful people so that you will grow weary. You will not grow weary and you will not lose heart. We could lose heart here very easily. I've been thinking a lot about this congregation, the good things in it. One of my youngest kids' earliest memories or John Ferrier baptizing them right there. This is one of the places that I became a better preacher because you responded to the things of value and you gently didn't to the things that were too long, that were too silly, that were too esoteric. And I became a better person for coming to this congregation just about every Sunday for the last 15 years, and for a couple of years before that. And that's just a tiny bit compared to some of you who have been here virtually your entire lives. It's going to hurt when the for sale sign goes. It's going to hurt when it sells. It's going to hurt when it hits you again, as it will again and again, that the church isn't there anymore. And if you think you're suffering all alone, it'll be that much worse. But there's a great cloud of witnesses, some of whom went through enormously horrible, awful things compared to closing a church. And they're right with us, saying, you can do it. You can do it. You can continue. Because the cloud of witnesses doesn't care where you are when you worship God. Whether you do it when you're looking out at the prairies, do it in a church other than this one, you do it in your own quiet study, in your own stillness, in your own time with God, wherever you do it, they are there cheering you on. And when you struggle, they're there too. They're helping you throw off the things that hinder. There are lots of things that hinder. Bitterness and resentment are the two that leap to mind. And it's not impossible that some of you may be feeling some of those things. The church is closing, and they didn't ask you if they could close. And the fact that nobody wanted this doesn't make it that much better. But nothing, nothing is eternal outside of God. Nothing that we experience on earth is immortal except souls and the church with a capital C, not a particular assembly of believers. And you'll notice that it doesn't say that it's a cloud of Presbyterian witnesses or Baptist witnesses. It doesn't even say Protestant witnesses, imagine. All of those people who have gone ahead are right behind you, cheering you on. And they will be even when this service is done and this congregation is dissolved. Because you matter to Jesus because you are. God loves you because you are, not because you come here, not because you attend here. God loves you just as much, no matter where you attend. He even loves you if you don't attend. And those cloud of witnesses are there for each of us. So welcome into the cloud. I don't know exactly what it'll look like for you. For me, there's sometimes when I'm preaching, I'll get this little feeling that if I turn my head quickly enough, I'll see my mom or my dad. Or a couple of professors who are no longer with us. And I'm pretty sure if I see them, they're going to be going, that's a good one. Yeah. Keep going. You're getting better. Keep going. You will get better. And we will all get better from this too. You're not going to enter the cloud the same way the witnesses are in it now. But you're going to be in that cloud, just like you wanted to when you were a little kid, if you're anything like me. And you looked up and you saw those clouds and you thought, I want to go and stand on one of those. And then I found out you couldn't. One of the biggest disappointments of my life. But this cloud, we can walk into and it'll wrap itself around us. And it'll bless us. It'll encourage us. It'll help us keep going even when we're sad and when we're happy. No matter what we are, no matter where we are. If this particular group of people never gets together in this particular place or in any place ever again, we are still connected through the cloud. Those IT guys can have the name if they want. But they don't really know what the cloud's like. But we do. And there is a great cloud of witnesses right here, right now, and always will be. Because we matter, whether we're in this building or any building.